with presenting one of my students' work. Is a master's thesis work. Looking at derivation of reflectance algorithms and best wave bands to study the N deficiency in bioenergy crops like castor and switchgrass. As we all know that castor is a C3 oil seed crop, and also it is indeterminate and grows pretty responds to management very well, and also it has a oil 40 to 60% of oil content in the seeds, and it is very miserable to the oil is very it nicely mixes with the with the diesel, so it is considered one of the alternate or potential alternate crop for the US midsouth. Again, the other one is switchgrass, which is a C4 lignocellulosic crop, and also is the one grows pretty well in the southern United States. Both the crops respond to the management, as we all know that like any other crop, particularly with nitrogen, with a significant increase in biomass and yield. As John said earlier, early detection of N deficiency or deficiency will help crop managers to correct the nitrogen nutrition during the crop growing season. So remote sensing is becoming, has been used in many other crops, is going to be becoming more and more in the future to detect stresses, particularly in this case nitrogen stress. So the influence of nutrition, nitrogen nutrition, on leaf reflectance properties of these bioenergy crops are not being investigated that much, and also these are being the minor crops, not being that much studied for even for nitrogen effects on growth and developmental properties of these crops. So N-specific spectral algorithms will be useful for managing these crops, and if they become like alternate potential bioenergy crops in the US midsouth. So the objectives of this investigation was to investigate the effects of N deficiency on leaf reflectance properties of castor and switchgrass, and also develop functional relationships between leaf nitrogen, not only with reflectance but also with the growth and developmental aspects of this, both of these crops. And then finally to identify the best wave bands for N to be used in management of these bioenergy crops. For this we used pot culture experiments. The reason I'll try to give you why we used it, because we wanted to get a variability in leaf nitrogen during a very short period, so that we can get the variability that we needed to develop the functional algorithms. So this pods are grown outside, and then they are 12 liter capacity, and they are arranged in rows, one plant per each pod with a drip irrigation system, and row spacing was 1 meter and 1 plant per pod. There are about 240 plots, 80 pods per each treatment, and 4 replication per treatment. From emergence to 34 days in castor and 45 days in switchgrass, these plants were provided with the full-strength Hoogland nutrient solution. That's the standard Hoogland nutrient solution. So that we wanted to get desired canopy, then we wanted to impose the N treatment so that we can get the variability very quickly during a very short period of time. And this is the switchgrass, this is the control system, and this is the castor on the right. From 34 days to 66 days, and also in switchgrass up to 90 days, 45 days to 90 days. These are the treatments that were imposed. The control treatment one continued with the Hoogland nutrient solution, 100% N. Treatment two with the 20% of the 100% N, which is called 20% N. And treatment three is 0% N from that day onwards to the end of the experiment. The reason we chose this treatment is we would like to get this temporal variability very quickly during the very short during a short period of time when the crop is growing in a linear growth phase. All all these treatments are well watered 3 times a day, and all other nutrients are provided as along with the standard nutrient solution except for the end treatments. During the short periods, about growth measurements including photosynthesis pigments were collected at 4-day interval during the cropping, during the treatment period. Leaf samples were also collected at 4-day intervals along with those measurements. Biomass was collected at 66 days in castor, 90 days in switchgrass. Again, at the 4-day interval, leaf hyperspectral reflectance was collected. As you all know that the hyperspectral reflectance varies, we used AST instrument to collect from 350 to 2500 nanometer regions, and a total of 420 spectra were collected throughout the growth period over the 3 treatment periods. So for spectrum, we collected 5 spectra at each time during from each treatment and from each replication. So the 5 spectra from each of the 4 replications were first averaged and then again averaged over the replications. Then the data were averaged over 10 nanometer intervals to decrease the amount of data for analysis. Thereafter, spectral reflectance values were regressed against leaf nitrogen and the coefficients of determination were calculated. The further analysis on the spectral analysis, reflectance value at a given waveband with the greatest R square was used to divide the rest of the wavebands to calculate reflectance ratios. And also, we also used first derivatives of reflectance and then correlated with those leaf nitrogen or pigment concentrations. Here is an example during those treatment period from those 3 end treatments. The first one is the control, this one is the 20% N, this one is the 0% N from 34 to 66 days in castor. This is a leaf N concentration in castor expressed in grams per kilogram dry weight. As you can see, the control also decreased a little bit, but it is more than 6% nitrogen, more than 60 grams per kilogram. But the other 2 treatments declined very linearly. This variability, the 3 end treatments imposed 120 and 0 N, and the temporal trends observed within those treatments resulted in a wide range of end treatment. For example, in castor, they range from anywhere from 2 to 7% in castor. Castor accumulated lots of nitrogen compared to any other crop that we have worked, like cotton, for example. The maximum we can see is about 4.5%, but castor goes up to 7%. And then switchgrass anywhere from 1 to 5%. The variability in leaf N and crop growth and development are reflectance properties, responses to those leaf N provided functional algorithms for various growth processes within the crop and also remote sensing algorithms to identify N-specific wavebands for both the crops. Here is an example of castor leaf N effects on various growth and developmental processes. Here I put only data points for leaf expansion rate. Rest of them, the data points are not shown in the for the rest of the parameters. On x-axis we have leaf grams N per kg dry weight, and then these are expressed as fraction of the optimum leaf nitrogen concentrations. So leaf expansion rate is much more sensitive to leaf N decrease in leaf N concentration, followed by node addition rates and stem elongation rate, and the less responsive processes is the photosynthesis. This is not any uncommon. Many, like in many other crops, similar trends were observed in other studies and other crops also. Here is an example of reflectance collected 20 days after end treatment for those 3 end treatments. Here is, you can see this variability in spectral reflectance properties at a different wavebands, different regions of the wavebands. Visible pigment region, structural changes, maybe leaf water content region. So there is a variability between those treatments. As I said earlier, first spectral reflectance values were regressed with the Leafian values, and the bands with the maximum R square were selected, like this one. For example, here the maximum R square values are 545 and 705. Then these bands were used to calculate reflectance ratios, which were used again to regress against Leafian concentration. Here in this one, 545 over 455, which gave almost like 0.9 R square value. And again, this is another example, 705 over 555 give about 5.89 R square values. So with those ratio analysis, and also we first regressed, selected based on, regressed only and based on single reflectance wave bands, but that did not provide the maximum R square value. So we took the ratio analysis. Here is the Leafian grams per meter square, and then Leafian expressed in grams per kg kilogram dry weight. Reflectance ratio at 455 over 605 here, 505 over 605 here. Linear correlation were found, and then first derivatives of reflectance did not yield higher than simple reflectance ratios in castor. Here is an example for switchgrass. Again, grams per kg dry weight on the top, grams per meter square dry leaf area on the bottom two graphs, and then simple reflectance gave almost like 0.79 R square value in switchgrass compared to the castor. And then reflectance ratios, first derivatives of reflectance gave fairly linear correlation with the leaf nitrogen expressed on grams per meter square leaf area. The ratios of first derivatives gave a better R square value compared to the simple or reflectance, first derivatives of reflectance itself, so in switchgrass. So these are the bands that are sensitive for nitrogen expressed on grams per meter square, grams per kilogram, and also for chlorophyll bands. They are slightly different with the highest R square values. Bands with the highest R square values are presented here, and these are the bands for switchgrass. What we did after identifying the bands in both the crops, then we used cross-validation. Used switchgrass bands for castor, castor bands for switchgrass, and these R-square values are those. The original was here with switchgrass with castor, but it gave only less, a little bit lesser correlation, lesser R-square value when we did like that one. Again, for nitrogen expressed on grams per kg, original is this. The other switchgrass castor bands gave only 0.6 for switchgrass with castor bands only gave 0.73. These are for chlorophyll. Same cross validation castor with the switchgrass bands, again the same trends were observed. To conclude, both the crops, castor and switchgrass, responded pretty well to the nitrogen, castor being an indeterminate crop. Responded much more to the leaf nitrogen, indeterminate, and also a C3 crop responded much more to the leaf nitrogen nutrition. N deficiency affected many of the crop growth and developmental processes. Most of them are negatively. Leaf expansion rate, among all the processes, leaf expansion rate was more sensitive to leaf N deprivation, followed by stem elongation rate, node addition rate, and photosynthetic rates in both the crops. Critical N values varied between the crops and also within the crop depending upon the process. Simple reflectance ratios were found to be the best to estimate leaf N and pigments in castor, while ratios of first derivatives of reflectance were best in switchgrass. We hope these bands will be identified in this study, could be used to estimate castor and switchgrass leaf N and pigments. And thus, maybe it may be useful in managing these crops during the crop growing season, if it comes in reality.